You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible. Hi, Eric. Thanks so much for being with us. It's a really beautiful day today, but when I looked at the weather forecast, I see some cold weather and even snow in some places across the Midwest. Is that right?
Yeah, and if you can leave early, do it. Get out and enjoy it, because things will be changing pretty rapidly here over the weekend and then for next week. And yeah, unfortunately for those folks that are in parts of the North Plains. So I'm talking about parts of Montana, but really getting into South Dakota, Minnesota, Northern Iowa, Southern Wisconsin, even Northern Illinois, and then Southern Michigan. They've all got snow coming in the next 48 hours. Some places it might even get deep. We might see in Southern Wisconsin and parts of Northern Iowa, but Southern Minnesota, maybe 4 to 6 inches of snow. And this is exactly what they don't want, but they're getting it. And it's pretty late. This is a late season snow event for us. Here in central Illinois, that system's going to bring rain through here tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully, we've got everybody done with the marathon at that point by the time the rain gets here. But it'll be a soggy kind of mid to late day tomorrow. And then Sunday will be halfway decent, but then we're going to go on this kind of roller coaster ride next week that's going to be unpleasant if you farm in central Illinois or pretty much anywhere in the middle part of the country. It's a pretty ugly pattern that's setting up.
I take it we'll get a lot of rainfall.
Yeah, and that's really the problem. So we're watching a ridge develop over the southeast. And whenever we have ridges developing over the southeast, and if they stay there, it's kind of, just think of like a giant pump. It's spinning clockwise and it's taking moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and shoving it straight into the middle part of the country. And it kind of rides on around and comes over to Illinois. So from Texas to Oklahoma, Arkansas, then getting up into parts of Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, then right over here into Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, we are just going to get round after round of storms and rain next week. Some places in Texas that are already in the last month, 6 to 10 inches above average on rainfall, are going to possibly see another 3 to 6 inches of rain, meaning the flooding down there is going to continue. And we're just at a point right now in the season throughout much of the Corn Belt that any rain just adds another week to what we would want to be doing, just because things are so saturated. So the problem with this is going to push many of us pretty far into May before we even, get a chance to get back in the fields to get some stuff done. And I'm expecting to see a lot of localized flooding in that corridor I just mentioned over the next 5 to 10 days.
Okay, two other crops I want to check in on. Corn crop planting, like us, should be taking place in the northwestern part of China. I take it they're in good shape?
Well, we haven't seen too much of a weather story coming out of northwestern China. A lot of the action for the first, 90 or so days of this year, and then just recently has been in southeastern China, where it's been extremely wet. And so because we kind of look, now there's a data problem there. We don't just get regular great data like we have in the United States, but nothing right now screams at me when I look at some of the data that comes from the Climate Prediction Center in that area. So maybe having a halfway decent start to their year, unlike us here.
And then the corn crop in Brazil is just fantastic.
Yeah, and I wish I had something different to say there for these U.S. farmers. But basically, the El Nino event was weak. The monsoon kept its strength. Nothing shut down the moisture. And so even though things were dry to finish that first crop of beans, what happened for this second crop or safrinha crop has been pretty good. And they went after it. They planted as fast as they could, and they went for big acres. And so as a result, what they are going to get is going to be a big crop for them for that safrinha crop. So don't see any worries down there for at least the next 15 days. But again, we have to watch that safrinha crop deep into May, so it's important to keep an eye on it as we progress through these next 30 to 40 days.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.